Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello and welcome to the Raptors Over Everything podcast. I'm your host, William Liu, with your daily update on everything regarding the Raptors and the NBA as it relates to the ongoing COVID-19 pandemic. The best news out of today comes from Dallas Mavericks owner Mark Cuban, who said the following, quote, "No one has perfect information right now, so all decisions are tough. But if I had to guess based off the people I've talked to at the CDC and other places, I would say that the over-under for a restart would be June 1st, and I'm taking the over," Cuban said on Tuesday via WFAA in Dallas. Quote, "Hopefully by the middle of May, we're starting to get back to normal, and the NBA is playing games. Maybe not with fans in attendance, but we're playing games," end quote. So this is the most optimistic timeline that we have seen from the NBA since everything went downhill after Rudy Gobert tested positive for COVID-19 at the start of this month. Woj reports that the best case scenario, I'm talking best case scenario, would be a situation with no fans sometime in the middle of June. So a month earlier than Cuban was hoping for. Ramona Shelburne even passed along that the NBA is willing to extend their window into September before officially giving up on the 2019-2020 season. Cuban is, you know, most likely just speaking for himself, and you know, he himself even said, you know, no one has perfect information, but you know, this is not just nobody. Mark Cuban is not just a very prominent NBA owner and a very involved NBA owner, but he's also someone who you know, just a guy who probably could talk to the CDC and, you know, things like that. He's very, very powerful man, and you know, it's something, at least this sort of middle of May sort of hope, it's something to hope for, and you know, something I definitely really agreed with Cuban on, not necessarily on anything else. You know, it's all speculative. You know, I could be completely honest about that. But Cuban also said, quote, "People need something to rally around right now. People need sports. We need something to cheer for, something to get excited about. And there's nothing better than our sports teams to do it," Cuban said. And whatever, it's a bit of a PR thing, whatever. Obviously, he wants business to be good because he owns an NBA team. But I think it's right, right? I think people are dying for a distraction. Like, yeah, just speaking personally, like, it sucks to look down on your phone and you're just getting a constant update of COVID-19 and it's bad news and politics and all this stuff. It's not what anyone wants to live for. No one wants to live for this stuff. People want to, you know, go back to their regular lives, or at least find some semblance of normalcy where, you know, sports in general is kind of a community. And obviously there's much bigger things going on, but I think, you know, when you have that community taken away or sort of put on hiatus, you really do feel the absence. And you know, so hopefully Cuban is right. Hopefully the situation in the States and in Canada can be more or less under control by then. It's optimistic. There's definitely some darker timelines that you can find that maybe are going 12 to 18 months and things like that. You know, if that's the case, then yeah, maybe all this is just pie in the sky talk. But for now, I'm encouraged by what Cuban said. In other good news, Pistons forward Christian Wood is said to be fully recovered from COVID-19. Recall that he was one of 14 members of the NBA who have officially tested positive for COVID-19. And, you know, Wood recovering from COVID-19 is a great reminder that despite all the negative press about this virus, there is still hope in the sense that most people who get it will recover. Of course, it helps to be a fully fit professional athlete in the prime of their life with access to the best medicine and money can buy and plenty of money. But it's still encouraging nevertheless. And I'm very happy to hear this news about Christian Wood. In other COVID-19 news, Steph Curry is holding an Instagram Q&A with Dr. Anthony Fauci, the director of National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, as well as a lead member of the White House's Coronavirus Task Force. You know, if you don't know him, you might know him as the guy with glasses who became a meme with his reactions to Donald Trump's daily briefings. Anyway, that seems to be something worth checking out for sure, considering that, you know, that's a great level of access. And also, shout out Steph Curry for not only, you know, what him and Aisha did earlier this month in donating so many meals, you know, during this time to his community, but also now playing the role of journalist and actually trying to get information out using his platform. Steph Curry obviously is one of the most popular players in the NBA. You know, he holds a huge amount of sway. And, you know, for him to be using that platform in this way to try to spread information and spread awareness is fantastic. So I'll definitely be tuning in. Hopefully you will be as well. As for the Raptors, the biggest news of the day is that it's Kyle Lowry's 34th birthday, which, of course, you know, it's not necessarily the way he wanted to spend his 34th birthday. It's just, you know, in quarantine, essentially. But if you look on his Instagram, you know, it seems like he spent it with his two sons, which, you know, that sounds pretty good too, to be honest. Kyle seems like an amazing dad. He always seems to, I mean, he always has his kids around with him at games and stuff like that. You know, they're in the locker rooms. It's, you know, he's very involved. Anyway, I have actually, you know, the timing of this is great because, you know, I actually have a really deep dive into Kyle Lowry's career in a podcast coming out next week. So look out for that. But, you know, I just wanted to say here that we are so lucky to have Kyle Lowry in this franchise. You know, never forget that it was sheer luck that Kyle Lowry became the greatest Raptor of all time. I don't mean that in terms of, you know, it's luck that Kyle Lowry achieved this. No, it's obviously full credit to him. But what I mean is the circumstances. I mean, if you think about it, Kyle Lowry came to this franchise as plan B because the Raptors missed on Steve Nash, trying to sign 39-year-old Steve Nash. That didn't work out, and Steve Nash passed. He went to go to the Lakers. Kyle Lowry comes here, comes here. He's coming off the bench behind Jose Calderon for a bit. You know, he's fully ready to get traded. His bags are packed. He's basically, the Raptors are willing to give him to the Knicks. The Knicks, for some reason, didn't accept this deal back in 2013 because James Dolan is James Dolan, so thank God for that. But, you know, Kyle Lowry stays. The franchise completely turns around, and this whole entire era, I mean, we're going back to 2014, 48 wins, 49 wins, 56 wins, 51 wins, you know, what, 59 wins, and then last year the championship. This year, obviously, it's the third best record in the NBA, going back and trying to defend that title. You know, a lot of that is an accident. There's a lot of things that had to happen along the way for Kyle to still be here. And I'm just thrilled that he is, man. And again, we are so lucky to have him a part of the franchise. You know, on his birthday too. I think it's an important time to appreciate sort of his prolonged greatness. Lowry is just one of three players in NBA history, along with Hall of Famer Lenny Wilkins, who's actually a two-time Hall of Famer, both as a player and as a coach. Respect Lenny, and future Hall of Famer LeBron James, who have averaged better than 19.5 points, 4.5 rebounds, and 7.5 assists at the age of 34. So you're the, you know, Hall of Fame company, like literally. What Lowry is doing, historic, and his commitment to being excellent really just sets the tone for the entire franchise. So seriously, on behalf of everybody in the Raptors fan base, you know, happy birthday to Kyle Lowry. It sucks that he had to spend it cooped up, but, you know, it is what it is. Pretty much every player on the Raptors wished Kyle Lowry a happy birthday, and so too did DeMar DeRozan, who is coming after Serge Ibaka's crown as quarantine MVP. DeMar DeRozan has been doing this series of IG Lives. He's basically calling everyone he knows. You know, tons of players have been on there and stuff like that. DeMar's a very popular guy. Great teammate, obviously. DeMar named Kyle Lowry as the best Raptor of all time on his IG Live, which, again, shows a lot of just humility, too. Because, hey, DeMar DeRozan has a really good case also as greatest Raptor of all time in terms of just his commitment and his involvement to the team, him getting drafted, you know, the franchise leader in points, everything like that. There's a good case there. So for him to say that for Kyle requires a lot of humility. But, you know, it's the same thing that, you know, Vince Carter said as well. And, you know, DeMar also called Lowry. Apparently, he called Lowry 5 times on his birthday, which is mad adorable. Obviously, they have that, you know, great friendship that has obviously continued, even though, you know, DeMar got moved for Kawhi and everything like that. It was awkward, but, you know, whatever. It doesn't affect what they are off the court. DeMar, on his IG Live, also had Pascal Siakam as most improved player again this year, which, you know, honestly, I didn't ever think about it that way just because, you know, Pascal's been so impressive. But if you think about it, not a lot of players make that leap, right, from what he was last year, which was, you know, he improved throughout the course of last year as well. But, you know, end of the year, 17 points per game. Number two option, and then to jump from number two to number one, that's arguably an even more difficult jump than the one Pascal did last year. And, you know, there's a lot of other candidates for most improved, as there is every single year. But hey, Pascal, honestly, you get a lot of consideration. It is not easy getting to the number one level. And not only is he at that number one level, he's doing that for a team that is, again, the third best record in the NBA. So I think DeMar actually, you know, he's speaking the truth. Plus, DeMar knew Pascal from when he was a rookie. And you know, DeMar even said from when he got into the league to where he is now, it's a big jump. So, you know, shout out DeMar for repping Pascal like that. And, of course, DeMar also dialed up Serge Ibaka, which is, you know, kind of all the NBA content nowadays is players calling each other or players playing video games. You know, DeMar calling up Serge, I guess, in this sense makes perfect sense. Serge says, Serge actually said he's actually kind of getting used to this sort of quarantine lifestyle. You know, he says that his routine right now is waking up at 3 p.m. and then having breakfast, working out, and then pretty much the day has gone by. It's wild that, you know, he's waking up at 3 p.m., but, you know, listen, when you're in quarantine and your job is not necessarily, your job is on hiatus, you can do what you want, man. If you want to just wake up at 3 and then FaceTime, like, whoever, like, it's perfect. So good on Serge, man. I'm happy he's making it work. He said he's going to do it for another three more weeks, which, yeah, I mean, he's probably going to be honest. So that does it for today's update. Please go watch Run It Back if you haven't already. Me and Alex chopped it up as usual. Go watch it. We've had longer episodes because, again, I think me and Alex just miss each other. Not doing the shoots and stuff like that. Only having to do, like, the teleconferences. It's tough, man. You know, you want to call up your friends as much as possible. So definitely watch this latest episode of Run It Back. It was very fun. Talked about Serge. We talked about all the social media sort of posts that have come out. You know, just a regular, good, fun episode of Run It Back. So go watch that. And if you haven't already, I also interviewed Fred VanVleet last month at an N1 activation here in Toronto before everything went down. And yeah, we drafted two teams of 3-on-3 using the Raptors players, and I thought the whole interview was very fun. So you can watch that too on the Yahoo Sports Canada YouTube page. Definitely go look that up. I mean, come on, it's Raptor content during this time. You're probably going to look for it. And then finally, you know, well, actually, one more thing I wanted to add is a lot of the comments in that video are just, you know, like, wow, look how big Will's head is. Like, yeah, no, seriously, if you compare my head to a regular person's head, it is massive. So definitely that's one of the big takeaways from that Fred video, along with the curious choices he makes in terms of his drafting choices. I did not expect, well, I mean, I don't want to spoil it, so just go watch it. But I didn't expect him to pick the team he picked. I thought I picked a better team personally. So that does it for this week. Today's episode of the Raptors Over Everything podcast. Again, as a reminder, there's a daily update when there is news, to be honest. I didn't do one yesterday because there was nothing going on. But, you know, there will be a daily update, especially when things are going on. There's a weekly show, which, again, you can check out this week. I covered the top 10 wins of the 2019-2020 season to date. And that's just fun to go back on memory lane. And also, you know, I have another episode coming out tomorrow. So, in which I interviewed Canada national team center Kayla Alexander, which I thought was just a really insightful, you know, interview. I you know, there's not a lot of chances to talk WNBA, especially on this podcast. It's obviously so strictly devoted to the Raptors and the NBA, but it's, you know, me and Kayla talked about sort of the announcement of the Olympics being postponed, and her emotions on, you know, obviously being as one of the members of the team that likely would have gone and to represent Canada at Tokyo in 2020 this summer. We talked about, you know, her career. We talked about, you know, just basketball in Canada and this development coming up, and the development system and things like that. So that's a good episode, and you look out for that on Thursday. So thanks everyone for listening. And again, as a reminder, public safety, public health is everyone's responsibility. It's your responsibility to do whatever you can within your position to limit the spread of COVID-19. This thing is serious. You can see the impact that it's had, not only in the in the eastern part of the world, but especially closer to home here in the West. Like, it's, you know, you're looking at what's happened in you know, New York, you're looking at what happened, what's going on in Quebec and soon here in Ontario and in Italy, Spain, France, the UK, like, it's everywhere. So please, if you can, follow the guidelines, take this seriously, do not leave your house unless you need to. And when you do, take precautions, stay away from people, and please be safe and considerate of others. And hopefully we can get out of here, you know, and get back to the NBA.
Hey, marketers, advertisers, and business owners. Find yourself chatting up the same audience in the same places, using the same old lines? Maybe it's time to podcast the net further to catch your next customer. With Acast, there's plenty of fish in the sea with more than 100,000 podcasts and millions of listeners. So there's a perfect match for every business. Use our ad platform to cast your net, then narrow down using targeting such as demographic, show categories, audience segments, and more. Find your match, then reel them in. Advertise on more than 100,000 podcasts with Acast. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.